So let's see. This is all from the really difficult question: why science fiction? What else does speculative fiction do for you? As I mean, you could have also. Have you ever tried writing just mysteries without the speculative fiction?
Yeah, I've written a couple of mainstream stories, not so much mysteries as just mainstream stories that I wasn't very happy with. I wasn't very happy writing them, and I wasn't very happy with the outcome. There is something, I think, irreducible in the pleasure I get from writing speculative fiction that I can't quite put my finger on, but just scratches the itch that I need scratched, metaphorically speaking. And I don't know that I could articulate what it is about it that is so satisfying. It just, aside from the fact that it gives me a wider playground to work in, the odd thing is that I enjoy reading mainstream fiction and mystery and other types of fiction, non-genre fiction, at least as much as I enjoy reading science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my fiction reading, in fact, in the last few years, has been mainstream fiction. The year's best short stories I pick up every year faithfully. And I will read some of the fiction in the New Yorker and Harper's. And
sounds to me, though, like it's not that you're choosing mainstream or this over that. It sounds to me like you're choosing the form. You're choosing the short story.
So far, that's changing. In fact, the excerpt that I'll read today is probably the start of a novel, or at least part of a novel, because I've come upon ideas and themes that are too big to be worked out sufficiently in the short form. And I think that's been the limiting factor before, that my ideas were small enough to be self-contained, or at least I thought they were.
Mm-hmm.